People convicted of patient abuse or neglect, healthcare fraud, or drug-related crimes will be barred from working with in-home Medicaid patients, but state officials say federal law prevents them from excluding people based on crimes that are not related to in-home care. Jim Haveman directs the Michigan Department of Community Health. He says the state will still screen for violent crimes so patients can choose not to work with a caregiver.
What's important is that they have the information. And then it's up to them to make that decision and to verify it with us that they're well aware of what decision they're making.
A recent state audit suggested the Health Department and the Department of Human Services failed to protect patients in the program and misspent millions of dollars over 3 years. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.